entertainment business, you have it right absolutely to do your thing, but you take like that Kaepernick kid who in the football thing. Now, in that case, did you support that, Gail? That the fact that you, because you asked me a couple of times.
No, I'll tell you why.
Exactly.
Because it was disruptive.
I already know why.
And it was also on broadcast television.
Exactly.
So it wasn't just the people who paid.
Mm-hmm.
And it continued.
Well, the big question on everyone's mind, it's a gender thing, or is it? World peace, religion, sex, money, politics, climate change, big business, big ideas, and big egos. Nothing is off limits. As I'm joined by some of the most accomplished and highly opinionated women from the far left, the far right, and the far reaches of the planet. This is Malcolm Out Loud, and you're listening to Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. Well, I'll tell you, friends, if the next hour is any indication of the last 25 minutes of my life, we are in for one hell of a bang-up show. Let me tell you that here. Let's bring on here. We're going to talk about Hollywood. Hollywood, everybody like a little Hollywood in their life? And why do entertainers push their political views? Now, I say entertainers. I put everybody on that group as like singers who sing to me, like Barbara Streisand kind of singers or Neil Diamond kind of singers, or Coldplay. Let me get current. Coldplay, I love Coldplay. It's one of my favorite groups.
Oh, me too.
You like it too, Aaron. But what I don't like is when I put out a couple of $100 for their ticket, and then they get nasty in my face. And then they tell me all their political views of what they like and don't like. And sometimes, you know, politics can get pretty, pretty tempered on the high seas. Our co-host today, Aaron Morgart from Hollywood, L.A., and Gail Murphy, the celebritizer from Hollywood as well, and we're going to do that sort of a show today. Gail, you and I have talked about this in past times.
Yes.
A little bit. We've talked about it on our national radio show and other things, but let's talk about it here at Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. And, you know, in recent times, as you come through the last election, it is bothersome to me. And the way I separate all this, Gail, Aaron, is when I'm putting good money up for something, and I'm paying for a ticket to be entertained. And, you know, sometimes I do that, ladies, when I just want to be disconnected. But when I see the same entertainer the following day or the following week, and they're pushing a political agenda, it unnerves me a bit, Gail. Is it not supposed to?
Well, I just want to just back up here and qualify that we have to put sports in it also, because that is an entertainment dollar. And also we have athletes that actually express themselves with political views as well, i.e. football and certainly tennis.
Well, you're 100% right. They do it. Yeah. They do it in the locker room. They do it coming out. Absolutely.
Or they do it right on the field. They get down on one knee and either sit it out or they're pray or they.
Oh, you had
something.
That Kaepernick there, dude.
That's
here.
Right.
Now he can't find a job, can he?
No. Well, I think that, wasn't he at the draft? The
no,
other
he
day?
Can't find. They don't want to hire him. He's baggage now. He's a lot of baggage.
Yeah, I guess.
No one will hire him. No one.
That's what they said. I mean, he's got talent, but they don't want his bullshit.
Yeah. Well. I'm sure he doesn't see it as bullshit, but also he's very young and very inexperienced, and certain things you cannot do within the confines of big dollar business.
Young and inexperienced, kind of a guy that you and Erin are looking for, isn't it?
One that has a car will do.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself, Your Honor. I couldn't help myself, Your Honor. Go ahead, Gail.
Yeah. Yeah, I won't take the bus, though. Got to have a car.
You stayed pretty focused there, Gail.
I'm a pro, honey.
You don't blink an eye, do you?
No, never.
All right, so you're saying that what are you saying with all the celebrities and Kaepernick?
What I'm saying is I'm just trying to open it up just a little bit because I think it's unfair to just make it, when you say entertainment, mm-hmm. you just make it singers, songwriters, actors, and actresses.
No, so, all right. I said entertainers, and sports players are part of that entertainment because you're paying for a ticket. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking things you spend your hard-earned money for. Now, there are two parts to this. One part is I find it really a dumb business decision on their side. If I'm an entertainer, Not, you know, why do I want to piss off half my audience?
Well, I don't think that that people go into this thinking that I'm pissing my audience off with. I think any smart business person knows who their customers are, and they appeal to their customers, and their customers appeal to the to the business, to whatever the business.
But Gail, I don't agree. There are a lot of conservatives who would love to listen to the music of Madonna. But when she gets up there and says she wants to blow the White House up, what the hell is that?
Well, I just, here's the thing. I think we're kind of really lucky in this regard. I just got yesterday's new edition of The Hollywood Reporter. And I don't know if you know who Samantha Bee is, but she comes from The Daily Show.
We know who
and
she is.
And I get
is.
That also.
We know who yes. that slut is. Go ahead.
Yes. And she is being interviewed by Lena Dunham, who is the creator
another
of
slut. Go ahead. There's two of them.
HBO called... Right. Called Girls, and within the interview, Donna says to her, "I wonder what you think the responsibility of public figures and entertainers is at a moment like this." And Samantha Bee says, "If you have a platform and there's something that you want to say, certainly you should not be ashamed to say it. It's a gift and an opportunity to be able to reach people with your voice."
I see.
I don't think that people should be intimidated by their own opinions. And if you want to speak, I don't think that you should be
ashamed.
Well,
Samantha Bee, though, is a political kind of gal, so that's okay for her. I don't have a problem with that because people, that's what she does, right?
And they expect that, yeah.
You expect that coming from her, okay. Gail. So I don't have any problem with Samantha Bee at all saying whatever she wants to say. Even though everything she says is trash, I don't have any problem with it.
Yes, but if you are a singer-songwriter and you are singing about peace, love, and understanding, and that's what you talk about to your audience.
Right.
Or are you talking about someone that makes a complete idiot out of themselves?
Well, like the Judd gal there. What's
like
her name?
Like Ashley Judd.
Ashley,
exactly.
What does she do, Erin? What does she do this week?
It wasn't this week. It was the same day that they were doing the rally with Madonna. Madonna, who had that lovely...
Oh, it was that whatever. Same day, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes. And it was the rally. And she was like... I'm a nasty girl, and she was going on and on.
But they keep playing that tape over and over and over and over again. The media's loving that tape.
They love it. They love it because they think that it's that she's being sexy. And I'm going, no, you're not. Not anymore. Number one. Number two. It's stupid. What she's saying is stupid.
Do you know
stupid.
I met her mother? What's her mother's name?
Well, Winona is the daughter. Oh.
Right, but
oh,
what's the mother's? And Gail, what's the mother's name?
Judd.
Mrs. Judd,
whatever it is, right? We don't know what it is, but Mrs. Do you know I met her? I was out in Naples and out.
Naomi.
What's that?
Naomi.
Bingo. Naomi, that's it. Naomi,
bingo.
Right? Yeah, Naomi Judd, that's it,
that
it.
She had hepatitis
so I was
C.
out.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was out in the afternoon, me and a gal, and we were, you know, doing some whatever shopping. and we were out there, and she was following us, and we kept running into her three or four times, and I finally stopped. I didn't know who the hell she was, and I said, "Are you following us?" And she started laughing. And she was very engaging. And she said, no, she said, I just thought, you know, she thought I looked like somebody she knew as well, because I kind of look very Hollywood-esque, right, Gail?
Yes.
Erin Morgard?
You completely do.
She thought I was somebody in her neck of the woods. And
then you said what?
And I said, I was very enamored with her. I thought she was very pleasant. She's a very sophisticated lady.
Yeah, she is. I've met her several times, and she is.
I enjoyed talking with her. We talked for a while. We talked for a while. In fact, I was going to invite her for dinner.
I knew it. Mm-hmm. I knew it.
Yeah, yep. I don't have a problem. I don't care what their political views are. It doesn't matter to me. It's all entertainment.
That's right, because you'll shut them up anyway. So
yeah, well, it's all good. I mean, that's what I do. I don't mind people bringing their opinions to the dance, and that's kind of what Gail, you really are. You breathe and die by the First Amendment, Gail Murphy.
Well, yes, I do. Yes, I do. It wouldn't be number one if it wasn't number one.
Now, let me ask Erin. Erin, do you... Now, let me... This is important. Do you live and die as well? Like, because I know Gail does. Like, she believes that, like, whatever you want to say, you have a right to say it. And she doesn't want anybody. I mean, she is like the picture of freedom. Don't infringe on my rights. Don't infringe on my talk. And don't infringe on my body or I'll break your
neck
off.
And if you don't want to hear it, don't listen.
Then shut the hell up and move on.
That's right. That's right. Or delete me, block me, do something.
Or delete me, block me. Absolutely.
So, Erin, how do you feel the same way?
Okay, honestly?
Yeah.
I am totally for the First Amendment. Absolutely, 100%. But I swear, whenever I have actually opened my mouth and given my honest opinion, which is usually radical and very opinionated.
Right.
Immediately. People out of the woodwork. I haven't heard from in like 10 years. Bam. Who the hell are you? Do you have a brain? Do you have a brain? I'm like, look, dude, I don't need your comment today. Okay. And so I just, you know, I especially Facebook, I just gloss over stuff. Now, that's why I reserve my First Amendment rights and so forth. I've been doing it a lot more on LinkedIn and Instagram.
But do you have problem with entertainers doing it? Are you okay with that, Erin, as Gail is pretty much? That they can say that they can exercise their First Amendment right is what Gail's saying, and there's nothing wrong with it. So she says shut up and move on if you don't like it.
Everyone has the right to the First Amendment.
Right.
That's our God given right. That's exactly right. So
they have a right to do it then, right?
They have a right to do it, but they are actually picking the wrong fights, and they are way above the pay grade.
You don't think it's a smart decision on their end, Erin?
They're not intelligent enough to make the decisions. Plus, they aren't. They're not smart enough to say the right thing, number one. Number two, they're getting paid to say what they're supposed to say. They are.
You're funny.
It's true. It's true. Number three.
Gail,
number three,
what? Gail?
Look at Bono. Hey.
Look at Bono.
You know, look at Bono. Oh, Red. I'm for Red.
But if you had that much money and power and control over people, you could do what the hell you want to do as well, right?
I know. I mean, he used to be very conservative, and I mean, like,
what is he now? Know. Is he bi politics? Is he bi?
He is. No,
does he go both ways?
I don't even think he's bi politics.
That's a new term I just created. Bi political.
Ooh, that's good.
That's a good one, isn't it, Gail?
It's all right.
Oh, sure. Don't give it to me.
No, it could be hashtag BIPO. BIPO.
Hashtag BIPO.
BIPO.
Okay, so here's what I think. A couple of different things. There's a difference between supporting and believing the First Amendment and purposely being provocative. That's number one. So we have to decide how we want to look at that.
No, that's a great way to put it, Gail. So what I'm talking, you thank you for saying that. So what we're talking about here is they're being provocative. It's not the First Amendment. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, so that's two different things, because that's like the First Amendment. That's like Ann Coulter.
Right.
And I do support her right to free speech. I supported the ACLU when they wanted the Nazis to rally in Ohio. But the fact is there's a difference between free speech and being provocative and why you're actually doing it. Now, what I wanted to ask you, Malcolm, was when you're at this concert plucking down your $150 for a ticket and your entertainer is yapping his mouth off, mm-hmm. Do you look around? Are you an audience of one that is upset with it and most of the people are liking it? It has to do with being a fan. This is the expectation. That's why if you are a minority of one, then everybody else came there because that was part of what they wanted to see.
That's true.
So they wanted to see that singer or actor mouth off politically, you mean, Gail?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Absolutely.
You bet.
Wow. So are you saying that because, well, hold on now. Now you really confused me a moment in this way here. Are you saying that conservatives don't watch movies or listen to people sing or get entertained in any way? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that at all in any way, shape, or form. If I were to go to an entertainment event that predominantly the demographics of that particular event was diametrically opposed to what I believe in, mm-hmm. I would expect to go there and be a minority of one and hear messages that were not of what I hold near and dear. Now, I'm open enough that I can hear anybody. And if it bothers me or bugs me, I leave. I'm not going to defend myself.
Well, and
I'm
I think
not
that's going to be the
yeah, what I think. I think.
I think that's going to be the ultimate answer, Gail, Aaron, is that I think what we're finding out here now is that the onus really is on the participant.
That's your power. It's
always
been your power.
Right.
You don't give your power to somebody else because you don't like what they have to say. If you don't like it, don't buy it. If you don't want to hear it, don't listen. If you don't want like to see it, mm-hmm. watch something.
Well, you've
else.
Always said that to me too. You've always been
sure.
true to that. You've always been.
And that's why when people protest a network based right. on the behavior of those who work for the network, what they do is they go through the sponsorship. Mm-hmm. They
of
don't
course
fight
they do.
The guy. They don't
yes.
fight the guy.
Well. I guess. So then I think the question I can never get an answer to or find that there is.
I'll answer it.
All right. Well, maybe you both can answer this separately. But why is, based on what you're saying, Gail, then, why is Hollywood so freaking left, liberal?
Liberal.
Why are they so far, they're so far left they can't even see their belly button anymore.
I'll tell you why. First of all, Hollywood is not
I know
one
why,
thing.
But go
it's,
ahead.
It's not
go
one ahead. Thing. It's not one thing. It's a real patchwork of a lot of different things. But one of the things that it is, and it gets criticized for this, but it is, it's inclusive. You have white people, you have black people, you have Asian people, you have Native Americans, you have gay people, you have straight people, you have transgender people.
You have pansexual people like Miley Cyrus.
You have, it is more inclusive than any, between the theater in New York and the film and television industry and gaming and sports. It is inclusive. It is more inclusive than anything else.
Interesting.
And it's not one thing. It's a bunch of stuff and a bunch of different things.
I never looked at it that way, and I guess I should have, Gail. Aaron, do you agree with that, I assume? And what do you think differently?
Okay, I agree with that, and it's like being a Christian and a right-wing Republican in Los Angeles, in California, it's like anathema. I mean, it's just like, oh. When the first time I moved there, I thought, there is a section of conservatives here. There's a section of Democrats here.
Well, of course there is. Orange County is the cradle of the Republican Party.
Totally. But then I learned from a really good friend who is a real estate agent in L.A., and he told me, he went through all of L.A., and he explained to me, he's originally from India, by the way, he said, these people go to this school, and the rest of them go to this school. This population lives over here. This population lives over here. This, you want to be here. You don't want to be over here. And he explained like all the demographics of why you want to be here, why you don't want to be here, and why these people are over here, like Beverly Hills High School versus St. Mary's, which is right before the entrance to Bel Air, which I happened to stay. That's where he lived. I was there for 3 days. So, I didn't get like harassed or anything thrown at me or anything of that nature. But I gotta say that.
Because of the way LA is laid out, there's no other choice. There is no central area. There are neighborhoods that are exclusively those neighborhoods. But I want to get back to this whole idea of celebrities, and we really need to acknowledge that Hollywood is not one thing. It is a concept. It is a concept, and it's if you peel it back, it just says the entertainment industry. But that is the lawyers, the gardeners, the agents. All that it is a business. It's like saying Wall Street is all the same.
True.
It's not.
Right.
not.
And there are a lot of verse, right? There's a lot of verse diversity and a lot of opinions. You bring up a point I hadn't really looked at in the way that you put it out there earlier, Gail, and that is that Hollywood is a collection of, I mean, they're very accepting of all of these variations of people and groups, and that could be the whole linchpin in this thing right
It
there.
is the whole linchpin. SAG, the Screen Actors Guild, they call it SAG-AFTRA now because the two unions combined
Right,
together. In SAG alone, there are over 100,000 members. The reality is, of that 100,000, only 5% make a living wage.
It's
So
true, it's true.
this other 95% are working two jobs.
Wow.
They're taking the bus. So they know what's going on. And some of them get really lucky. And typically the ones that are really lucky and that you're hearing them talk about real issues and you think, how can they say that they're a millionaire? Yeah, but they weren't always. And
No.
I've got some names here. So
Well,
when
before you say the names, let's take a quick pause. We'll come back and get those names with Gail Murphy and Aaron Morgart in just a moment here. We are excited indeed to be celebrating our 1 year anniversary here at America Out Loud. And we could not have done it without you. Well, in short order, we've become one of the fastest growing podcast and talk radio networks in the world. For all the latest news, entertainment, your blogging, and now web TV, as we celebrate our 1 year anniversary here, and we'll see you back at AmericaOutLoud.com. Well, I'm not sure why we take our health for granted, but I know that many of us do, include me in that company. Recently, I had a couple of health scares that got my attention real quick. I started a new product called Healthy Cell. I took it for about 3 weeks, and man, I started to feel really good. I found myself sleeping better at night, had more energy in the day, and less stress and anxieties, and just feeling better overall. Well, with those kind of results, I knew I had to do something, so I reached to the company directly with a request to bring Healthy Cell back to America Out Loud, and here it is. Well, typically you'd pay $110 plus shipping and handling. Well, now you get it for just $79.99 for the monthly plan plus free shipping. That's right, they'll pick up the shipping and you pay just $79.99. Use the code OUTLOUD on HealthyCell.com or just click the banner on the front page of AmericaOutLoud.com. We are back with you talking about entertainers and specifically entertainers. That includes sports players, that includes singers, actors, movie people, whatever, and pushing their political views. But listen, I just learned something. And I'm always learning something, friends, but I just learned something from the celebritizer in the first part of this thing. And when Gail said to me, listen, here's part of the thing you've got going here. Hollywood is very inclusive. They include everybody. And you know, that kind of brings me to a point where I've always wondered what that disconnect is with a lot of Republicans specifically. And you know, and Aaron, I'm going to say to you up front here, you know, one of the things that bothered me about that club, specifically the Republican Party, is that they were not very inclusive. You know, and I'm just, and not to turn this whole conversation political, but I've got to say this, Aaron,
Go
because
ahead.
for a group of people who say that, you know, we want you to live your life, we want you to be, you know, we want you to do your thing. We want smaller government. We want to stay out of your way. And then they tell you what avenue to get off, where to go, and what place to go, and how to live, and what to do, and how to do it, what you can drink, you know, on and on and on and on. It's a turnoff to a lot of people. It's a turnoff to a lot of people who say, you know what, we don't want you to tell us how to live our life. You can't even live your own life sanely, Mr. and Mrs. Politician. Well, how could you tell us? And I think that's been a real turnoff of the Republican Party to me. And I think Hollywood got out in front of that. And let's face it, they're laughing all the way to the bank, Aaron. I mean, they're laughing all the way to the freaking bank. You look at these award shows and the rest of it, and they get the forum and the power, and they get up there and they just tell them all. They just tell them off. They just take it and say, you know, and they laugh in there. Now, do I agree with their policies? No, I don't agree with a lot of their policies. But the point is, I think they're a little smarter in that way, Aaron. Now, you know, I'm playing devil's advocate here a moment, and I know Gail will have a lot to say about this in a moment. But tell me what you think.
I think you are virtually, digitally, and academically correct. I think that no one wants to be told what to do. No one wants to be told, this is what you're going to listen to, this is what you're going to eat, you know, this wall is going to be built, and no matter what anybody says.
Well, for people who don't like government or want smaller government, they do a hell of a job selling more government, the Republicans do, if you ask me. So, again,
well,
I know
do.
We're not,
they
you know,
do.
I mean, huh?
They do. And the thing of it is, too, is it's they need a middle ground party, and that's why a lot of people might.
Yeah, it's the out loud party, sweetheart. It's the out loud party. Let's Gail, Aaron, and Malcolm start that sucker today. It's the out loud party. You know what it's called? The out loud truth. We don't care about. We just want people to be people. We just want them to be themselves. What's wrong with that?
More people were for Bernie than anyone is really, and I wasn't a Bernie girl, but. And in hindsight, I wish I was. But the reality is that more people were support. There were more people at Bernie rallies than all three of them put together. All four of them, five of them put together.
I agree with that. That, you know, that's true. And it's still going on. They still have a huge Facebook group called Bernie Sanders 2020. And they are determined to get him in. I mean, completely.
Yeah, well, he's not going anywhere, but they're planted. They're standing strong, and they have got a value in their pocket. And what their value in their pocket is, they've got 12 million email addresses.
Oh, yes, they do. And I happen to know one of the staunchest Democrats. He used to work for the New York State Teachers Association, and he's in charge. And I happen to be, I'm not for Bernie. But I'm on their board. Mm-hmm. I'm on their board. Why? Because I know that it will help me later somehow.
Oh, so you're using them, Erin.
Did I say that?
That's what I'm getting out of that, Gail, huh?
Yeah.
She's using
well,
them.
You know, I thought of something while we were talking, and I really applaud your epiphany of really realizing that Hollywood is just a mishmash of all things. It's just like an umbrella term for the entertainment industry. So when it comes, and this is what I thought of, when it comes to Hollywood and showbiz, we live in 2017, we live in a do-it-yourself world. Meaning, if you want to make a movie or a TV show or you want to make an album, you don't have to ask anyone. Regardless of your gender, race, or sexual orientation, you don't have to ask anyone.
That's true. That is true.
So it's inclusive in the sense that you create your own membership, this umbrella, and this patchwork of all these different industries. Yeah,
you know,
I
wonder this, Gail. A lot of the people who seem to be speaking up these days. I wonder if a lot of them do it because they're trying to save their own careers.
Well, I don't think that would be true of Willie Nelson, who was one of the creators, along with John Mellencamp, of the plight of the U.S. farmer
mm-hmm.
by putting
right.
together Farm Aid in 1985.
Farm Aid. Yes, yeah.
I don't think that would be the plight of Leonardo DiCaprio and his foundation, which is dedicated to wildlife. Habitats
right.
and clean air and water.
Hmm.
I don't think that would be the case of Matt Damon, who owns water.com, where they create access to safe water and partner locally. Paul McCartney, a longtime advocate of eating clean food, he spearheaded something called Meatless Mondays in the UK. And educating people on the benefits of eating clean and vegetarian diets and the money and the impact that it saves on the environment.
That's
so
true.
I don't think those people have their careers on life support.
No, they don't. No.
I think it's young, inexperienced people who have a need to be right and are therefore provocative – And I don't really know. I mean, they can yippity-yap all they want, but I think it has nothing to do with the message. I think most people are turned off by that sort of browbeating.
Think so too. Now, here's the thing that bothers me, okay? So, for example, getting back to the Ann Coulter thing, if she is a celebrity, most people can't stand her. I happen to be one of her biggest fans, and I will be the first to admit it. She is outspoken. She's totally for the First Amendment. She doesn't care what people think about what she
So you
says.
like her for those reasons, Erin, right?
Not only that, but she is so incredibly smart. Her comebacks are like
See, here's the
immediate.
problem with Ann Coulter. Here's the problem. I'm going to tell you why people
No,
don't.
you're
Hold
not
on.
going to slam
I'm
her.
a conservative, and I'm going to tell you what the problem with Ann Coulter is, okay?
What?
All right,
What?
I'm going to tell you. The problem is she looks like a nasty woman.
Yes, she
She comes
does.
across as a nasty woman, and she thinks her shit doesn't stink.
That's
And
true.
when you add all three of those up, you're going to piss an awful lot of people off, Erin
She's
Morgart.
provocative. More so than a message, she's
It's not
provocative.
even provocative, Gail. It's nasty shit. It's not even provocative. Provocative we can deal with, but it's like it's ugly stuff. You know, it's like the way she flips her hair and the way she looks and grinds her teeth.
So she has issues. She has,
I wouldn't want
she's
to meet
itchy.
her in a dark alley, let me say that. I would not want to meet her in a dark alley.
Well, she is pretty tall. She and that,
It's
I
not
mean,
that
you're
she's
tall.
tall, it's she I'm afraid what she do to me.
Yeah.
You know, that's true. But see, the thing of it is, and I
It's theatrics. It's all theatrics. It's all see me, feel me, touch me, heal me. Everybody see me, see me, see me. It's
Gail,
theatrics.
you don't care for her, do you, Gail, or do you like her?
Well, I don't like nasty.
Right. So I can't imagine you. Yeah,
I
see, she's
just,
really nasty.
I
She
just,
comes
well, just
across.
turn it off.
But why can't you still have, hold on, Erin, why can't she have those strong views, do those strong things, and not come across like the Wicked Witch of the West?
Because I'll let me just jump in here because she's ba very base. She doesn't trust herself enough that people would actually like her
I see.
if she were to modify.
Well, it's like that Milo character who got thrown at the
Exactly.
Mayo Yucca
Exactly.
Lacka Lacka Lottie. Like
Yeah.
him. I mean, he got
Exactly.
thrown out of his ass. He's another one. He's a
There's
vicious
no
little
charm
bastard. He's a vicious little bastard. Who wants to listen to that trash? I don't even want to know what his views are.
Yeah, well, you know, some people like it, and if they like it, they should have it. I don't like it. When I go through my Facebook feed and somebody posts a picture in of a woman that's scantily clad, and I find that very offensive, I just hide the picture so that
Wait a
anytime
minute now. Now, I love scantily clad woman, Gail Murphy. Stop it.
Well,
Yeah, wait.
then you keep
I
it
have a
on
few
your feed
pictures like that.
Don't
I
be
feel
canceling my stuff when I send it over to you. I'm trying to send you all of these things so you'll put them out there. You're telling me, I hope you don't cancel them, Gail. Yeah, you don't cancel my stuff, do you, Gail?
No, but I have no reason to, you know, to see someone who has butchered themselves up so completely with their breasts and their
And here
lips.
you are in Hollywood, and you're talking to the Korg, and you feel that way, huh?
I just don't want to see it in the privacy of my own stuff. If
I see.
somebody's putting it there to put my nose in it, my nose is not available.
That's
Right.
true, and that
I
would
just
be
hide it.
the story of Instagram. That would be the story of Instagram.
Now,
That's just like if someone put a picture up there highly sexualizing children.
Well, I don't
Just
like that either.
like
That's not a good
you
thing.
would
Yeah.
just
That's
you
true.
would just hide it on your
Now,
feed.
let me
I
ask you this,
just
Gail. We just talked about Ann Coulter, and Erin did as well. And Erin, I want to, Erin, I'm curious to see what you think about this person, but I want Gail to answer first, and then you, Erin.
Okay.
Compare Ann Coulter for me, and Gail first, to Laura Ingraham, who's, now hold on, who's also conservative, also a Republican, but compare. Do you like Laura Ingraham, and can you tolerate where what she does or what she, who she is,
Well,
Gail?
Laura Ingraham is a professional, and
Yes, she
so you don't have
is.
a you don't so see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm
And
saying?
she
So Gail
condones
can do
herself.
that.
Yeah.
Gail will do Laura Ingraham, but she won't do Ann Coulter.
That's understandable. Okay. And I can see the difference because you're absolutely right. Laura Ingraham is professional. She's not catty. She doesn't flip her hair. She I know exactly what you're talking about. And Ann Coulter is known for her brashness and
She looks
her
like she's part of the vampire group. I mean,
but
she looks
she
like she's going to suck your blood out of your neck any moment.
But
that is a road she chooses to travel. And let me tell you something. There's a time stamp on that. Laura Ingram can be like Cokie Roberts, and she can do be a broadcaster, you know, at 85 years old.
Hopefully.
This whole flipping the hair thing is, you know, it's time stamped.
Well, it is. It is. And I think for a while there, she kind of went away. Ann Coulter went away for like a year and a half.
She did. You're right. You're 100% right.
Yeah. She didn't have a book to sell.
What was that? Or was she having work done, do you think?
She might have had some work done. She should have, in my opinion.
We should send her an invite to go to a personality group. That would be the work she should have done. Maybe that would help her. You know, really though, listen, ladies, you can tuck and lift and stuck and shift and whatever and suck all day long. But my love, if you don't be able to tuck and nick and suck and love some of that personality of yours, you got nothing.
But here's something else that I'd like you to consider. There are not all, it's very challenging for a woman to become successful in any sort of broadcasting capacity, especially from the conservative side.
Here's
my deal. If that's the road that Ann Coulter chooses to travel, then I, as a feminist, support her.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't participate as one woman in broadcasting. Mm-hmm. Tearing down another woman in broadcasting. Do I like it? It's not important if I like it. It's not a choice that I would make.
Right.
So
right.
Everybody has to find their place at the table. And some people are asked to leave.
That's true.
I'm trying to do it so that I never get asked to leave.
Why would anybody ask Gail Murphy to leave? Nobody would ask Gail Murphy to leave. Nobody.
Yes,
no one would ask me either.
If you start behaving like one of the housewives of Atlanta or something like that and throwing over tables and scaring the hell out of people, you are going to get asked to leave.
Who did that?
I think it's a poor representation.
It's probably Nene or whatever her name is. I don't know. I'm just making that up.
Representation. Oh, in these housewives shows, that's what they do. It's a poor representation of women. If that's what they want to do, and that's going to pay your mortgage, go with God. I'm okay with that.
Can't go wrong with God, love. I mean, that'll get them somewhere, anyways. I mean,
I'm not going to support it, and I'm not going to knock it publicly either.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea. Although, one more point I've got to make about Ann Coulter. Okay, I think that ever since I've started watching her, which was years ago, the only reason why I am a huge fan of hers is because back then when she started, it was a male-dominated system. Well, it still is. But broadcasting, by and large, when Bill O'Reilly was still on Fox, it was largely almost 99% dominated for the primetime programs for news. And Hannity, all of those people, they were the big sellers. Then if you put they brought Ann Coulter in, and they would have discussions, and she would have a comeback every single time. I mean, you couldn't stop her. She was like clockwork.
Was like Rush in a dress.
Well, again, when you are, you know, listening and watching the same people that you always know what they're going to say, a.k.a. Hannity, a.k.a. any of them, and you always know what they're going to say, or a.k.a. Chris Matthews, for that matter.
True.
Then you are a shallow human being, okay? If you're not stretching yourself to get beyond all those stereotypes, because you turn on the same cats. At least the one thing about Mr. Out Loud here, me, and the one thing about our platform is you never know what I'm going to do next. And on that note, we're going to be back in just a moment, and I got something I want to talk about this Bill O'Reilly thing in just a minute here. You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. You'll find a whole host of shows and a great lineup back at AmericaOutLoud.com. And also, get the apps. We now stream 24/7 on Android and Apple. Just look for America Out Loud Talk Radio. We are back with Aaron Morgart and Gail Murphy, and we are talking about the Hollywood elite and this whole should entertainers be able to do what they want to do because they can do it. We used to go see a lot of these Hollywood musicians and groups, and then they all started on the political wagon of, you know, they wanted more and more of Obama. I couldn't deal with that, personally. I mean, to me, they pushed it down your throat out there supporting, and they got very nasty, and I got really turned off by the whole process, for me anyways. And so you know what I do today? I do exactly what Gail Murphy has been saying to do. Don't patronize them any further. And I don't buy their tickets. I don't listen to their music. And I find them very annoying. And so I've done what is the right thing for me, which is I've turned them off because I find them crude and obnoxious. Nor would I go see a film that the Judd lady, who's the nasty woman and all these people, I just find them nasty. They're all ridiculous and over the top.
So you're exercising your power.
I am exercising my power, and they can exercise their First Amendment right. But you know what? I think I'm the smarter one because these people are losing. They're not in touch anymore. And I don't think they've made a good business decision. So when you say, Gail Murphy, that they know who their audience is, I don't think they really all always know who their audience is, because conservatives do like to listen to great music. We do watch great films, and we do spend a lot of money at the box office.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
well, then as a consumer, know what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a community that probably doesn't even look like you. Doesn't walk like you, doesn't talk.
Well, no
like
one
you.
Looks like Malcolm. I mean,
they are going to come to you with opinions that might ruffle your feathers. And I don't say that to be sarcastic, because, you know, either you like it or you don't like it. If it bothers you, that's enough to get up and leave and not do it again.
I just still believe that the entertainers, yes, when you're in the entertainment business, you have a right absolutely to do your thing. But you take like that Kaepernick kid who the football thing. Now, in that case, did you support that, Gail? That the fact that you, because you asked me a couple of times.
No, I'll tell you why.
Exactly.
Because it was disruptive. And it was also on broadcast television.
Exactly.
So it wasn't just the people who paid. And it continued. I get it. I understand it. I support it.
Well, but there's other things he should have done. He could have done on his time. But he used our times. Now, that's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. You're at a football game. You spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. It's not a cheap program. You probably dropped $1,000 to be at the football game, okay?
Exactly.
You got a couple of family members there. You're having a good time. And then this douchebag gets out there and puts on his one knee. And, you know, I mean, and he makes a spectacle of the entire piece of what it is to be a patriot and what it is to be American, because he's got some issues.
The thing is, nobody ever said to him, do you want to die for this message?
Exactly. Well,
and
he,
so
not
if,
only
you,
that, though,
if the answer is no, if the answer
wow.
is no, wow. figure out another way. Yeah. But he's young.
He paid a price for that. I think a big
he
price.
He paid a huge price.
A lot of people
for
got
it.
Turned off, and I understood the kid had talent as well. You take what's going on. You know, we did. You remember we talked a while back, ladies, about doing that show, which we've done the show now, by the way, and it's up at America Out Loud now. The one on Bill O'Reilly. You mentioned Bill O'Reilly before the break, Aaron, and
yes.
I wanted to bring that up again because we did a phenomenal show, and we did it with Barbara McGee, Ava Armstrong, and Eben Tranholm, and it was a phenomenal show on Bill O'Reilly, Bill Cosby, and Bill Clinton. Are we being sold a bill of goods? That was the name of the show, and actually, the ladies went as far in that show, by the way, and you know what they said? They said that we need to boycott the name Bill. You should not name your kid Bill anymore.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's what they did.
What about William?
I don't know about William, but they were all over Bill. Bill, they said they wanted to pass a law that you could not name your kid Bill anymore.
Yeah.
However, I've got to state this again, that all these issues, all these people that are doing these radical things, Kaepernick, O'Reilly, and now they're trying to resuscitate.
Well, I think it's a mistake to put Kaepernick and O'Reilly in.
Yeah,
I agree
with that.
Okay,
they're not
okay.
in the same sentence.
Well, I have a good point though. Let me just finish. The thing that made me the most mad about Kaepernick is when he did it, and one of the sailors, African American sailors, was standing right in front of him, if not catacorner, but like 5 feet away, standing and saluting. And I'm like, dude, you need to get in that guy's face and tell him to stand up. Mm-hmm. And because it was just so disrespectful. It was ridiculous.
Well,
and
I thought it was disrespectful to all of us who are patriots. I mean, yeah. There's a time and place to take your argument. That's all,
what,
man.
What specifically was his message?
That he was what his message
Black
was.
Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. And furthermore,
what was his message? Is that he's not a patriot. What's his message to me, Gail Murphy?
No,
is that he does. Hold on. I'm going to tell you what his message is. That he doesn't love this country. That he's a disrespectful little bastard. And that he shouldn't be in the game of football. And nobody should watch him. And they should terminate his relationship. That's what his message is.
Okay.
Yep.
I got it. I get it. I hear you. What? But that's how it translated. What was he trying to say? See, that's the clumsiness.
Right.
That's the lack of maturity and the lack of knowledge. That he just did it and he doesn't realize that this wonderful I'm assuming it was a wonderful message that he thought. It's not going to put thoughts in his head.
I don't really know what his message was, honestly. I just know how disrespectful it was to our military, to our men and women in uniform, law enforcement.
It was.
And I won't have that.
He was being anti-patriotic because he thinks, and the collective, I think, Black Lives Matter, I think collectively, they think that America has turned on them, and you know, with the riots and the shootings and all that. So to me, that's the message that he was given. Oh, now I had a Freudian slip there. Given. Why did I say that? I said that because I am 99% sure, and I'm going to go to this every single time. Again, people do things that are out of the norm because they have an agenda. And not only that, but if it ruins their career, whoever is handling them is giving them that agenda. They're giving them an agenda and they're saying, you will do this or we won't renew your contract or something to that effect. That's just my opinion. Or maybe his life was threatened. Maybe someone in the MS-13, 16, whatever they're called. Yeah. Maybe one of them said, you know, man, you know, if you don't do this, you know, you're gone. You're gone.
Well, you know, there is a history of protest in sports. They did it at several different Olympics.
Oh, I know.
There is a history of that. I think the tragedy is that he had what he thought was a positive message he wanted to put forward. What the problem is, it's like trying to build a house with a pencil. He didn't have the skills or the knowledge to be able to broadcast it so that when it was received in total.
Whatever his intentions were, it was totally lost within the delivery of everything he did. It wasn't the right forum and the way he went about it.
And that is tragic.
It was very disrespectful, tragic for him in his life, but stupid as well. You know, really stupid, dumb.
More than one thing. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, he paid, a very high price for that.
Yes, he did.
And that's kind of where some of the iceberg started to tip on this whole conversation about, again, entertainers. And as you say, Gail, do sports players part of that? Yeah, they're definitely part of that, as Kaepernick was. Again, a lot of people don't want you to push your political agenda. And quite frankly, we've become so politicized and over-political in this country, everything, and it's become so hateful. And that's where a lot of this has stemmed from now, where you can't go to an award show without having somebody get in your face and tell you, you know, things that are not pleasant. It's really very, and it's been this way, it's been building for a long time. It's been building, it's been this way all through the, I don't know how many administrations you go back, as far as I can remember. It was this way through Obama, and it's this way through Trump. We got a very violent atmosphere out there, friends.
We have a very polarized atmosphere.
Think Hollywood will ever change?
I think it's only going to get worse.
I think it's changing all the time as new people come in, as trends change. I think it takes a certain point of view, and it doesn't have to be an exclusive point of view. That would have to be a part of yourself where you just said, where you could actually open yourself up to that kind of, and I hesitate to use the word wild, but wild. Wild in the sense of like the Wild West.
True,
you know,
true.
Where so many different things are happening, and it's like there's almost no rules, but yet it's interesting, and it's authentic, and it's real, and it attracts you, and it has value, but you don't know what that value is. You just, you know what it is? It makes you feel.
It makes you feel, as long as the reverse is true. If that particular party is going to, it needs to be, there needs to be an equation which is equal. So in other words, they can't spend 95% of the time bashing, and then Republicans are holding back because they don't want to stoop so down to that level.
Bashing is a choice. Bashing is always a choice. The problem with it, it's so base. And because it's so base, you're going to muffle your message and people aren't going to hear you. All they know is that you tried to hit them with a bat.
Well, it's true. It's true.
So
and,
you have
and
to
once
be-
again, but who owns, actually who owns, who really owns the media and Los Angeles? And we all know who that is. And we all know what their agenda is. And we know who their political party is.
I'll tell you,
I really believe that. I really do. And I can assure you,
I would never be a woman in business if I didn't start by living in California.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with that. But here's the fundamental thing I want to throw out there to everybody and say, why would anybody trust? Why would they, you know, look at these people, these clowns or these entertainers, whatever they are, as experts on subjects that really matter? So in other words,
wait a minute. They're successful business.
Well, not all of them. Now, I don't think a lot of them are really understanding the business when they get
Willie
as polarized
Nelson,
as they are.
Michael Jackson, Angelina Jolie, Leonardo DiCaprio,
well, all right,
Matt Damon, Paul McCartney.
But why would, okay, so let me ask this here, please. Why would the public trust their opinions on foreign policy, the environment, healthcare, or anything that is so important to these people?
Oh, my God. But don't you know? Trust but verify.
Okay, Ronald Reagan.
My darling. It's not one word, it's three.
All right. So, but why bother? Yeah, trust but verify. But do you know how many people don't do those three words?
What I would like to do is spread the word and tell people to do that.
Exactly.
But they do trust, they don't verify.
Well,
and
that's,
unless these
you know,
people have, in my opinion, unless these people have actually gone through a university and gotten
not necessarily
an honorary degree.
Sometimes it's the school of hard knocks. Sometimes it's learning from not being able to pay your rent because
well,
you're so passionate
true.
About something that you're willing to do anything just to be able to continue to practice your craft.
That's true. But again, that presents a biased view because they already have a tainted one.
See, I mean, like, one of the beautiful things that Hollywood teaches, because it is so inclusive, it teaches how to be inclusive. It doesn't mean you have to change your hair color. It doesn't mean you have to move there. It doesn't mean you have to join anything. It means that just maybe consider something other than yourself and your own rhetoric.
Now, this was a very interesting piece. Listen to this. I think you'll get something out of this. It's from The Telegraph. And it's, why do we treat celebrities as experts on subjects that really matter? But I like this quick comment on the commentary here. It goes like this. The recent week-long celeb fest that was George Clooney's wedding made me feel sicker than usual. Now, this may seem odd, but I don't actually dislike George Clooney. He seems a decent guy, hasn't forgotten his roots, only whores himself to Nespresso in order to pay for a spy satellite.
It's exactly correct. That's why he did that whole campaign for those, extremely expensive watches. and all the money went to the genocide in Darfur.
That's it.
Yes, yes.
And if they want him to be president, if they want him to be president, and there's talk about him being president, actually, he's better looking, brighter, and has more palatable politics than, let's say, Reagan or Clinton. But at this point, I don't want him to be president. I want him to be a good actor. And while I probably agree with many of his political views, I don't want to hear them. When I'm ill, I go to a doctor. When I want my car fixed, I go to a mechanic. When I want a view on the current situation on Iraq or Syria, I'll look for an interview with a diplomat or an academia.
Yes.
When I want to know whether or not to get my child their jabs, I'll ask. Oh, man. So this goes on and on. You get the picture here. How much is too much? In the final analysis, it really comes down to, listen, you got $50 in your pocket. You're going to go to a movie, you're going to go to a play, you're going to go to an arena, a football game. You want to feel good, friends, right? So there's a choice you have to make. And like, you know, my friend Gail Murphy always says, you know, you have the power of the wallet, the power of the purse, they call it. You spend your money where you want to spend it. And like it's also said, that we also have something called the First Amendment in this country. So it's true. Entertainers, sports players, people of power, they can say what they want to say. But at the same time, you, as a participant, as a customer, as a potential person who's going to build the coffers for that entertainer, you also have a right and a privilege to spend your money where you want to spend it. Gail Murphy,
yep.
Aaron Morgart, this is Malcolm Out Loud, to be continued.